This is The Matter at Hand, a wide range of discussion of contemporary issues and topics. Here's your host for today's program, Don Kastelein.
Thanks again for joining us here today on The Matter at Hand program. Tuesday, the first Tuesday of 2011. Hope you're having a great day, and we're going to spend some time today in Proverbs and in Psalms, and I'm looking forward to finding out some of what our guests have for us today. I do want to let you know that coming up in the second half hour, we're going to tell you about a new study of the book of Psalms, and ought to be good to link up with the executive director of Friendship Ministries. We're going to do that in the second half of today's program. Well, this half hour, we're going to spend with Theodore Henderson, and he is going to talk to us about the Wisdom Compass, your 31-day journey to wisdom-filled living. And when we talk about wisdom-filled living, that means we're going to spend some time in the book of Proverbs. And Theodore, I just want to thank you so much for taking time to join us. I know you've got a background that's very successful in business, and you've been able to communicate a lot of principles when it comes to Christian living over the years. So thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Tell me, first of all, just a little bit about your love for business, what you do, and obviously the book of Proverbs. It's so practical for every walk of life, and that's true in the business world, that's true in our personal lives, and pretty much anything we can come up with.
Well, no, absolutely, and that's why I picked it, because, you know, divine inspiration sometimes is sitting on the desk staring you in the face. So in this case, it was definitely doing that in the form of the Bible.
Absolutely. Now, where's home base for you, by the way?
I live in New York. I'm a born and raised New Yorker. And even though I've done quite a bit of traveling, I'm definitely a New Yorker, dyed in the wool.
Okay. How was it New Year's Eve? You've ever headed down downtown?
Well, as a New Yorker, I learned a long time ago you don't head downtown on New Year's Eve. But we fully encourage all visitors and tourists.
There you go. All right. Very good. Now, the Wisdom Compass, you mentioned about wanting to focus on Proverbs because it's practical for all areas of life. How long have you written, and what was it that really made you motivated to put pen to paper and get this thing started?
Well, just by way of admission, I am currently a full-time author and speaker and career coach. So that's what I currently do. But my background, and actually this is on the book jacket, mm-hmm. is that I've spent over 20 years in business, in the technology field, actually, in sales and sales management, and had a successful career. And however, there was always that little something missing, and that's probably what led me eventually to Proverbs and studying Scripture.
All right. Well, let's dive into it a little bit here, because as mentioned, this is practical for all areas of life. And imagine you've learned some things along the way and probably learned some things as you really delve deep into the book of Proverbs. What were some things that initially struck you?
Well, let me set it up a little bit in the background. At my most successful as a business person in the technology business, I was probably at my most unhappiest. So, I know that sounds odd that when you're making the most money that you were the most unhappy, but I was the least fulfilled, and I tried to fill that gap by what's the best way to put it? By taking advantage of the technology of positive mental attitude and all the various type of books and tapes and such that you would come across in that genre. I don't want to mention people's names
sure.
or products' names. So what I ended up doing was there was still that little something missing, and strictly through accident, I started studying the Bible, getting into the Scripture, because I just accidentally started watching TV ministries, believe it or not. This, mm-hmm. this is going back over a decade ago.
Okay.
And somewhere along the line, I kept hearing Proverbs pop up, and I was not a biblical scholar, was not reading the Bible, was barely even attending church. But once I started getting into the practical nature of Proverbs, and particularly as it focused on how you actually utilize your intelligence and scriptural foundations to live a practical everyday life, it resonated with me very quickly, because I was basically a person that was not following scripture, but the following practical advice. So it made perfect sense for me when I dug into it. And oddly enough, the very first chapter in Proverbs 1, it starts with a discussion of why you really need to embrace wisdom and what makes it the best route to go.
All right.
And so that's how I ended up there.
Okay. Well, let's take a break right here. We have plenty of time here with Theodore Henderson. Looking forward to diving into it deeper. The Wisdom Compass, your 31-day journey to wisdom-filled living. We'll continue the conversation next. The Matter at Hand on WGRC.
The Matter at Hand on WGRC.
We're talking about real wisdom here this half hour, biblical principles, looking at the Wisdom Compass, a new book, Your 31-Day Journey to Wisdom-Filled Living. The author of the book, Theodore Henderson, joining us from New York to talk about this. And you mentioned there in the very beginning of Proverbs how it really encourages us, exhorts us to embrace the subject of wisdom. And let's talk a little bit about the writer of Proverbs. Solomon and his wisdom, and a flawed individual, in many ways, yet absolutely praised for the wisdom that God blessed him with.
Yes. Well, Solomon is an interesting character because it, once again, is living proof that you can be blessed with much and actually misuse it at some point. In the case of Solomon, what intrigued me about him, though, when I was reading the Old Testament was the fact that this is what he asked for as his gift from God. Mm. So clearly he was insightful enough to understand that wisdom being that ability to take a look at situations, particularly difficult situations, as biblically illustrated by the two women and the baby, as a skill and a gift that is more valuable than anything else, being able to negotiate your life successfully and in a balanced manner. I really can't think of anything else that could be more valuable than that. It comes into play every step along the way. And unfortunately for him, he fell away when he stopped using the very gift that he asked for. So there's hope for all of us.
And there's danger for all of us too, isn't there?
Yeah, there's danger. Well, yeah, and clearly, once when he was using the gift he asked for and was given, he was successful. And his nation was successful. And when he stopped using that and decided to go with popular thought, the whim of the day, or what seemed to be the most practical for political or social alliances, and not taking in God's word and putting it in the middle of that to negotiate, that's when he became unsuccessful and actually tore apart the nation.
Hmm. And as we stop and think about our own lives and we think about the different things that we pray for, we seek God for, how often, do we ask for wisdom? And that is a request that, again, you mentioned about Solomon. It was honored. He was blessed with that. And, from what you see in Scripture, it would make sense that God would honor a request for wisdom for the one who really wants to seek the wisdom of God.
Yes. And actually, Proverbs 1, verse 20 tells us that wisdom calls aloud in the street, and she raises her voice in the public squares. I guess she has to do that to make people listen.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sorry about that. I had to throw a verse in there.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Theodore Henderson, our guest, the book is called The Wisdom Compass, Your 31-Day Journey to Wisdom-Filled Living. One thing I want to pick up on that you mentioned a little bit ago before we took the first break was a lot of times we can get consumed by messages that are thrown out there about, just focus on positive thinking, looking at the positive things, and it's all about kind of controlling the mind. And I want you to talk a little bit more about that because, I stop and I think about maybe from an athletic illustration. You hear about the great athletes in their day, how they would say, they would think positive thoughts going into a game. I'm going to win. we're gonna make this big shot. We're gonna make this big play, and that can be an appropriate thing to do. Where does it then get muddled between having a positive demeanor and so forth when you actually take that to a place that now I'm not seeking God, but I'm just looking for something that's positive, and it becomes a negative thing in life.
Well, once again, you're taking scriptural and biblical principle as evidenced in Proverbs and in Malachi, where you're taking a vision and keeping it plain, keeping it focused. That's wonderful because you're using God's technology. And let me just put it like that. You're using God's technology to advance. And if you're using it under the guidance of Scripture, you're going to have good results from that. Not necessarily, as we know, the results you might be looking for all
right.
the time, but you will have the result that you are supposed to have. What happens with the whole positive thinking piece? And I don't want to seem to be denigrating it because there's a place for thinking positively. Mm-hmm. Is it takes God out of the equation and makes it all about you.
Right.
And it can't all be all about us. You know, God is in us. We're part of His creative process. But it's not Theodore Henderson all on Theodore Henderson's own making it happen because he just visualizes something. It's not about that. It's about utilizing the Scripture, prayer and belief, and the acceptance of your Savior. That's what you put all that together, and that's what makes it powerful. And even though Proverbs is a practical book, the thread of belief and faith is throughout it, and a powerful element of it. But quite honestly, if you use the technology, even as a non-believer, many times it's going to give you a result that makes sense. Give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be a biblical scholar to realize that if you are a business person and you're trying to impress either a potential client or business superior so that you can advance your career, getting drunk and disorderly at the Christmas party makes no sense.
Right. Right? Sure. Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense because it has nothing to do with biblical scripture, but it's clearly one of the rules and tenets that you conduct yourself in a particular manner. That's part of a Proverbs rules or guidance or an admonishment, depending upon which chapter you're reading. So the technology works, but when you combine it with faith and belief and acceptance in Christ, it becomes a more powerful tool.
Mm. Before we take our next break, you had mentioned about how it was about, 10 years ago, you said that the book of Proverbs really struck you as you were looking at it as one who was successful in business and,
mm-hmm.
and seeking and searching. Tell me more about, how that was an eye-opening discovery for you, the more you poured yourself in there, and maybe what that led to then for you in your life.
Well, what happened was I was reading some of the old classics about positive thinking, and I'll go all the way back to the titles such as Think and Grow Rich and such, from the 20s and the 30s. And there was something familiar about them. And when I started reading Proverbs, the familiarity was that it was Christian principle but kind of covered over to make it acceptable as positive thought and as popular thought. And so what I did was, when I started reading Proverbs and Scripture, I started recognizing this. But I also started doing something else, because I had gotten into the habit through self-study of kind of reviewing myself, my goals, my failures. It's easy to review your goals and look at moving ahead. Sometimes you do need to review your failures to see where you took a misstep.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to recognize things that I had done wrong, or unwise decisions that were based upon immediate gratification as opposed to more plainer biblical-based approach. And so as I started to recognize that, if I had been reading my Bible, following what turns out to be the easier path, I would have made far less mistakes. It doesn't mean everything would have been perfect, but far less mistakes that are clearly obvious to me now that I would not, make again on purpose.
Mm.
So that's where it's really the recognition that, this makes sense. The light bulb went on literally above my head.
Right. Well, let's take a break here. When we come back in our final minutes, you mentioned about being a career coach, and obviously you have an opportunity to work with individuals. Your books are able to get out there and spread a message to the masses, but when you're kind of eyeball to eyeball and helping someone find their way, you know, through and using biblical principles to do that. I want to just ask you about some of the themes and trends that you're finding as people are listening today and maybe needing some encouragement or some things to consider, you know, here moving into a new year to be more successful in life as the people that God has called us to be. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and do that next. Our guest is Theodore Henderson, and you can find out more at thewisdomcompass.com, and that is the title of the book, Wisdom Compass, Your 31 Day Journey to Wisdom-Filled Living. We'll continue in a moment here on WGRC.
This is The Matter at Hand on WGRC.
Well, this half hour focused on the wisdom in Proverbs, and our guest is Theodore Henderson, who's joining us from New York City, and the book is called The Wisdom Compass, Your 31-Day Journey to Wisdom-Filled Living. Well, Theo, the number of folks you get a chance to chat with, again, I'm sure you see a lot of themes of what people often are wrestling with, and what are some of those things that you just know as people are listening right now, they could use some of your insights as you've gleaned from Proverbs and as you've turned to the Bible to coach individuals? What would be some words of encouragement you'd share with people this morning?
Well, first off, don't give up hope. This is the reason we don't depend upon ourselves alone. This is why prayer on your own and with like-minded folks, utilizing the scripture, is so powerful, because once you accept that there is something greater and more wonderful beyond you, that makes it easier to face down the trials and tribulations that you come across. And that's really one of the important themes of the book. And if I can just take the listeners for a second, if they can visualize that compass in front of them, and instead of north, south, east, and west, just visualize starting at the core, that needle that spins around something or a bolt, that is your faith, and your faith in God and your acceptance of Christ as your Savior. That's right there in the heart of it. And then where the needle will be pointing north, that's your personal self. And as you go clockwise, it becomes your relationship with your spouse and your family and your friends and your community, and all of, and back around to your personal finance and your business and your career, until you're back to north again. So you've, that needle spun all the way around, all the time revolving around faith, God, and acceptance of Christ. Now, the thing that I'm seeing as a career coach is that people aren't connecting all of that up, their spiritual side up with their business side. They're feeling afraid. They're feeling put upon. If they're working, and they're in negative environments, they feel like they're with sin. They can't take the job. They can't sleep at night. They dream about how bad it is. They're doing everything but taking charge of it in a coherent way. And what I do as a career coach is have folks inventory themselves to understand what it is that they really should be doing. Sometimes we get into our careers by accident, and it's the right career. Sometimes we get into our careers by accident, like I did, and it was, yeah, it's okay, I had skills at it, but it really wasn't the calling that I had, and the passion that I had for it wasn't there like it is now. So we want to really dig in, find out what it is that truly drives you, some of those things that truly drive you, and start to map out a very clear, cohesive plan about how you're going to pursue that as a career. And just having a plan, an intelligent plan in place to pursue a career or personal financial goal, is a major stress reliever right there.
And when you stop and think about the book of Proverbs, which you dissect again with the wisdom compass, mm-hmm. and when it comes to the matter of planning, I think of all the things that Solomon did that had to be planned out, you know, the construction of the temple and just the major projects, you know, he was involved in, and definitely a planner, I'm sure.
No, absolutely a planner, and you can tell that by he inherited a great kingdom and built upon it to make it something extraordinary. And I guess, you know, in the words of Timothy, he was a workman that showed himself approved until he decided to go his own way.
Sure.
But I think we all can do that if we are doing the things we're meant to do. He was meant to do that, and that's why he was good at it. That's why he was compelling at it. That's why he could lead a nation with it. And if we are engaged in being the best teacher we can be, the best shop owner we can be, the best bus driver we can be, the best executive we can be, or small business owner, or radio host, mm-hmm. we're going to be exceptional at it. We don't always have to make millions of dollars to be successful. That's the other thing you need to get away from. It's not always about the money. If you're blessed to be in some careers that pay extremely well, that's great. But I can tell you, having made a good amount during a certain period of my life and not being able to sleep, not being stressed out, not being happy, I make a little bit less now, but guess what? I feel a lot better about me, and I'm a lot better to family and loved ones and the people around me.
And giving glory to God.
Absolutely. Probably still wouldn't be here without him.
The Wisdom Compass is the title of the book, Your 31-Day Journey to Wisdom-Filled Living. Of course, 31 days, that means there are 31 chapters in Proverbs that you can spend time with. And what a great book to dive into, and the Wisdom Compass to help navigate that as well. I'll give you the final word here, Theos. Our time goes fast here on the program, but just a final word there when it comes to the subject of wisdom.
I think the final word on the subject of wisdom is be grateful, always seek the right thing, seek discernment in every situation. But always I want to leave you with just be grateful. I'm grateful to WGRC and the work that you're doing. If I can support it in the future, I'll be happy to it, happy to do that. And as a special gift to the listeners, any listeners that visit my site, www.thewisdomcompass.com, whether you buy anything or not, if you drop me an email, I will send a little bonus gift. I've got some things coming out in February, and so that'll be free of charge. You don't have to buy anything to get it.
Very good.
So, yeah, and I'm just thankful for the opportunity to have shared with you today.
All right. Again, that website reference there is thewisdomcompass.com, thewisdomcompass.com, and our guest is Theodore Henderson. Blessings to you here in 2011, and I look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
Absolutely. Be blessed, everyone. Thank you.